Do you have any information on the status of Liat? No, I do not. I saw an item in the newspaper that, today's newspaper, I think, with someone who was a consultant to Liat, who wrote a piece on what's happening with air traffic in the region and the fact that some airlines that were offering services out of Barbados were not fulfilling their obligations because of a lack of load, and that the operations in Antigua, you have an administrator there who's trying to iron out the problems associated with the airline. I was looking for it while I speak. That's why I'm speaking slowly. And you have the pilots who plan to file a lawsuit because of issues they have. You have the Antigua government forgiving debt. So Liat is, to the best of my knowledge, still being worked on. Liat, the road to survival, says the article on page 14 of today's newspaper. But nothing I've read in that article, sir, says, or madam, sir, I think, says that anything will happen soon on Liat. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Yes. I'm calling because, well, there's another reason too. Mm-hmm. Actually, you didn't have callers, so I said I would call.
Oh, but, good. Stimulate some discussion.
Yeah, but I felt that I could use the opportunity to address what Mr. Dennis Ibiza, General Secretary of C2SAB, is reported to be saying in today's media. I think it was on Facebook, and I think it was in the news as well, where he's saying that they need to, the subcommittee of the social partnership should be meeting, especially now that we have all of these. It's not only a health problem, but there's a lot of economic problems that we're having. And it was set up. I mentioned it. I talked about it a few days ago, but I was glad to see that he now mentioned it again. And he was saying that they need to meet urgently because it was set up in the first place because of the issues between 91 and 93. And it started in 1993. Wherever you have national problems that need consensus, that you need to draw on all the available resources to settle these thorny problems. There's no reason why the subcommittee of the social partnership should not be meeting. So I want to join with him in making an appeal that they should find themselves getting together, because there are a lot of things to be discussed. Even the school matter, it has implications not only for teachers and children, but it has implications for health, for transport, welfare, the social agencies. So that's why the social partners set up, because they deal with all those interlocking things and the impact not only on the labor movement, impact on business, and also government agencies.
Let me ask you this, though. Why does he have to say so in the newspaper? Is there no mechanism for the social partnership to meet?
I thought
it was strange. I mean, if you're a member of a partnership, should they not be able to call your partner? Just asking.
No. Thank you. Yeah. You're right. Why should he have to say that? But, Dennis, I think we are too much of a discordant society.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm writing something here about the 1990s. And the discordant nature of politics then, in both parties, continues to run throughout the society, not only within political parties. We like to find areas to disagree instead of areas in which we can agree.
You want to say that again for me, please? Because I think I was talking to Mark Williams. I think that's who I was talking to when I made the comment, or it was after he spoke to me that I made the comment online to someone, that I find every time we say something that can be done, rather than people saying, let's find a way to make it happen, they tell you why it can't be done or why it didn't happen or it couldn't happen in the past. So if you say, let's put a ferry to Oystens, they can tell you why it couldn't happen in 1970, why it didn't happen in 1980. They will not tell you how you can make it work in 2020.
Right,
just throwing that idea.
So we have to see the areas where we can give a little bit here, give a little bit there, and see where we can find common ground in most of the issues that we have to grapple with as a small developing country, we should now be very seriously impacted because we have been hit where it hurts most, in the tourism sector. You know? So we need to look for, we need to have a lot of creative people on board who can look at new ways of doing things. So I hope that they do see the need to get together because Barbados needs it now more than ever.
Again, just stretching the net a bit on the question of collaboration. It has been mooted that the social partnership should be extended to include other
social
parties. Other agencies.
Yeah.
You support that idea?
Or you think it would just make it worse? I support it. But at least we need to look at the other social agencies, a lot of NGOs that can be involved, sit around the table with the subcommittee. Because a lot of our problems are not only economic, a lot of them are social. Look at what happened last night down there in Hainesville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of incidents happen where there's too much gunplay out there.
Right.
So we need to pull in the social agencies, the police, the welfare people, the churches. All of them need to come on board and see how can we solve these problems. As a matter of fact, you know, the crime thing was, I think, when they had the churches going into communities and all that, and they had community policing and all that. Talking about locking up and things isn't the answer, really. We need to have the social agencies involved in the community as well, and the community and the police need to have a more community-oriented approach, but they need to have the personnel to do that, too.
The personnel, correct.
But it worked well in the early 90s as well.
But, and here's the other part of... to follow on sort of from what you're saying, we talk about the males in the society, the boys on the block, and having issues with them, okay? And we seem to have the notion that male police officers should be one talking to them because they're not listening to their mother who's female, they're not listening to the school teacher who's female, they're not listening to, you know, the guidance counselor who's female. So let males talk to them. Isn't it possible that they may not listen to the female guidance counselor, they may not listen to their mother, the school teacher, but they may listen to a female police officer? I don't know why. I'm just asking if perhaps they will, because we seem to align female police officers with females. I understand if they're going to search them, lock them up or whatever. But I have spoken to female officers who are engaging to the point of you would prefer to listen to them than a male officer simply because perhaps of just the way they approach, or you would like them to lock you up. I'm saying that one with my tongue firmly in my cheek. But I am just suggesting that while we're trying to solve the problem, that we should not create another problem by making it gender specific, by saying, you know, only female officers should talk to females, only male officers should talk to males. While it may work, you may well find the reverse happening.
Yeah, whoever has the skill should do it.
Should do it, correct. Well, you're putting it the correct way, yeah.
Who's a female, who's a male, who old, who young, all that. Use our best
people
resources wherever you can find them.
Amen. I can't disagree with you on that at all, sir. I'm with you on that. Totally.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And thanks for the putting it in. The board is now full. Brass tacks, good afternoon. Let's hope they all answer. Hello? Yeah. Okay. One. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Dennis. You can hear me?
I can hear you now, clearly.
How are you, my brother? Was well, not funny. Time you said that
you went for food?
I could get in there quick. After having 2 or 3 spoons full of my sausage and rice.
Don't
anyway,
joke.
Yeah.
Don't joke.
I ain't gonna joke.
You can't eat and talk at the same time, sir. What's the problem?
I eat it and chase the lemonade, boss.
Okay. That's good. Lime juice. I know what lemonade is. Lime juice.
You see, I touch right? I saw it touch right. Wanted to say, I feel good. That's the only way there.
Tell me, go ahead. What's your problem?
They painted the road in Warren's area last night. Coming out of Green Hill, going into the roundabout. I need all the motorists out there to observe the new painting. There's a double solid line commenced from the pedestrian crossing at the roundabout of Warren's End, Green Hill, going down towards the T junction that will take you across to the west, the southern side of the dome and the northern side of Price Mart. I'm not advertising.
No, that's all right. You put in the area.
The first exit, the first right turn when you pass the bus stop going down Green Hill from the roundabout. You can no longer go into a center lane there to turn right or middle lane, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
The only body I think I see, I got to go back and take a picture of it and I will send it to you. You cannot go into that right lane and go across that street. You can only go across that street if you come up Green Hill, past the four crossroad intersection where Price Mart is and the Friendship, and you come up and make the left turn. You can only go across from that point. You cannot come down from one and turn
and turn right.
No, you're coming. But when you're coming from out by the back, no.
No, wait, hold on. Let me ask you this before you move on from there. My, you're a driving instructor. Let me drive slowly.
Yes,
you've left the roundabout by the Warren's Polyclinic, and you're going down Green Hill. You can no longer turn right to go across to the dome, Price Mart, the government buildings, etc. Right? Can you now go down to the corner by Price Mart and turn right?
Yes, you can make a right or left down there.
Good. So then you can turn right and come back up.
Yes, please.
Okay, good. Right. So following you. Go ahead now.
That is until...
They paint it again.
Until somebody, like guy said this to me, and I had to smoke, until somebody complained and said that them business getting shut down, I may have to negotiate.
No, that's not a reason to change. That's not a reason to change. That's fellas having talk by Sandra and the juice you're drinking and the food you're eating. Go ahead. Next.
Yeah, let me continue.
So you continue.
The only person that is allowed to make that right turn on a solid lane, you tell me don't break it with my light goods on my car, on my motorcycle. But the only person who's allowed to make that turn is the bus. More the omnibus.
Is that written somewhere?
That is the make the right turn to go towards that street.
Is it written?
Because you know that the bus that normally come around that area.
Yes, sir.
The Warren Circle.
Yes, sir. And I ask you for the fourth time, is that written anywhere?
There's a sign on the left side of the road. I will send you a picture of the whole thing when I go back there.
All right. The other
one is when you're coming from the back of the polyclinic. Remember, you wanted to come there, confuse the pedestrian crossing, and these ZRs got all their block up, making the right turn by the vendors. You cannot make that right turn. There used to be a no right turn. There used to be a left turn only there before, and it had gotten knocked down. And thank God, MTW has taken the opportunity to replace it by a stop sign and a left turn sign only, and the road is marked that you should go down Green Hill. So all you ZRs know that customers coming around the back and trying to beat the ones in the line coming up by Price Mart, you can't turn right. You have to turn left and go back down Green Hill, even so you're breaking the law in two Friendship. You understand that so far, mister?
Yes, sir, I understand that. But here's my thing, right?
Yes, sir.
Just before you came on, I was having a conversation with a gentleman, and I was talking to him about the no right turn by the playing field.
Constitution.
Right.
Constitution.
That's broken daily by both buses and ordinary citizens. So why did I hear what you're saying?
Go ahead.
So I see a lot of cars there in ZRs doing it.
I see a lot.
Okay.
Don't call the numbers.
Responsible looking people too. So I saw a gentleman. I will recall this. I saw a gentleman turning into Purity Bakeries across two solid lines. So when I shouted at the gentleman, he looked back at me. He was then a sitting member of parliament.
Who called me on
this radio station afterwards and asked me, how are you supposed to get into Purity then? And I told him I would take him the correct way when he gives me a drive in his Mercedes. And he laughed at me and tell me the Mercedes he is. Go ahead, sir.
Dennis, I got it from my dash cam. I came down the Griner Highway yesterday evening. No shirt on because it had just come out of the salt water. My birthday was yesterday, 70.
Oh,
so I had a
happy
good
birthday.
Day. I came out, got into my vehicle, MJ123, and proceed down the street. As I get to the junction by Brighton, I was behind a truck that was just leaving the flour mill with a load, and he didn't want to make that right turn onto Brighton. I had to delay because of his turn. Traffic came up straight. So the guy made like a U-turn to come back onto Green Highway with the truck. You would believe I watched this Toyota van with a straight hair guy come to the truck and make the right turn in front of me. They went away to move, calculating the van that the truck that coming up. The man was right in front of me. I said, but you going the wrong way, boss. He put it in reverse, reverse, and come from my left and went to Spring Garden. Stop on my dash cam. You know, so tell you, I'm in the right lane to turn from Brighton. Mm-hmm. He comes out to the left for the Brighton from the beach side. Mm-hmm. I was trying to calculate to get on in front of me and the car that coming up, going straight up Spring Garden. And when he moved too, and I had to brake. And he said, you're going the wrong way, boss. You can't turn right there. You might put it in reverse, drop back, back to my left and up Spring Garden. Hey, bubble, even the guy with the truck that was coming out of Brighton had the eyes up on worldwide. I just say, oh, yeah, every day, Dennis.
Well, somebody beat you. Somebody beat you to the, by the way, somebody beat you to what you plan to send me, because they just sent me a whole video of the Warren's traffic, and there is somebody going right across the double lines to turn right. And they're going down the middle of the road, and somebody on, yeah, this one even better, because somebody on the extreme left just turned across the person who is in the, what used to be the middle lane turning. So there are two cars turning across where you just tell me they're not supposed to turn. And I'm looking at the video now while you talk to me. Yes, sir, go ahead, please.
I got to give you the last one before you go.
Mm-hmm.
You remember before they put up the light down highway to where?
The Ronald Map Highway, sir, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I say that I am not in favor of traffic light. Mm-hmm. I've been there for the past 2 days watching it. Dennis, I prefer a roundabout, you know. You don't have a volume of traffic coming from down West Moreland or up St. Silas. Dennis, that back in the traffic real, real bad. You got to go and see it for yourself. I will do it tomorrow and send you a video. I ain't even doing it in the morning or when it rushed. I can do it around 10, 9, 10, 11. I'm talking send it to you. You understand? Because I don't know. I must can't see too good. I could see there being congested because you're going to have to stop the floor coming up to bring the ones from inside. And there might only be two vehicles at a time. My argument here is a roundabout. Let everybody flow in and flow in and flow in and flow in and flow. I mean, at that point, look, even you see the one by Common Mirror. People land there and say, how Common Mirror? They're going to put all this money to put it on what Common Mirror. Common Mirror put for a few little yellow things in a circle. And they're working better than any big roundabout. That's a beautiful roundabout. It didn't get knocked down.
Sir? All I can tell you is perhaps there's a reason that I have not been able to grasp.
I have a passion for traffic, Dennis. Dennis, you know I have a passion for traffic.
I know that, sir.
I have a passion for out here on the road.
So write a nice letter of application and send it to the relevant authorities asking them to, So you get a consultancy. You get a consultancy for 5 years.
Dennis, I was in a 69th position for a whole year. I'm in a
holding position.
Right now, my back bend. I look a 7 with the top part bend over with nothing behind me. You see, the knot does not. I got to wait till they get 71 so I hit somebody.
Somebody said, Mr. Moderator, he is not correct. I live in St. Silas. Someone disagrees with you, sir. And that's what happens all the time.
I'll picture it and say, you. Maybe he came there when it was free and clear. I've been on there for the last 3 mornings checking it out. And you know I like video cameras. I like that scam. I like my cameras. All right, you take care, Dennis.
You too, buddy. And enjoy 70 as much as you did that other number. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Hello? Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Cynthia Seeley.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling to let these young men who were the recipients of the bus rides, not one, but they will tell you where they went yesterday. On the electric bus rides, Ravon, sir. Mm-hmm. Ravon, sir. Please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Ravon Stewart, and I am 10 years old.
Right. And you had a ride on the electric buses?
Yes, please.
What was the ride like, sir?
It was great. I felt like a king.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say thanks to Mr. Craig for the electric bus ride to Collin Town.
Okay.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. You were sitting with friends. You were sitting with family.
I was sitting with my family.
Okay, good. All right. Air condition was good?
Yes, please.
The ride wasn't bumpy, right?
Well, the roads were bad.
Oh, okay. And you felt it in your bus? Good. So now you know the road's bad, but the bus is good, right?
Yes.
What are you going to tell your friends when they go to travel on the bus?
I'm going to tell them how they have AC and it has the temperature of the bus. And the seats can hoist up and the bus can, the wheels does like move up, lift up the bus and bring it back down.
And you're going to tell them about keeping, what the seat was like, the seat was hard or it was soft?
It was soft and it got charging ports inside of the bus.
So you played with your video game or you were enjoying the scenery?
I play my auntie and video game.
Right. So you didn't get a look at Connelltown? Or you did?
Yeah, we went River Bay and saw all the Gavin seaweed.
Right. Good. So that's a good experience for you.
Yes, please.
All right. I'm happy you enjoyed it. It's good talking to you. You did well. And just keep that drive in your mind. Remember to tell your friends that they got to treat the bus properly and tell them that it was a good ride.
Yes, please. My brother would like to say a thank you to Mr. Greg as well.
No problem. Impossible.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Stewart, and I'm 12 years old.
Okay, you're the bigger brother.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about yours. After saying thank you, because I know that's what you want to do.
I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Greg for the amazing bus ride.
What did you enjoy about the bus ride now?
I enjoy the features of the bus. That look, there's ESC. There's ESC, and the seats are comfortable.
I want to ask you this question because somebody had made a comment about the bus. You saw where the bell on the bus was?
The pardon?
The bell to stop the bus. Did you see a bell to stop the bus while you were on your ride?
Yes, sir.
Was it easy for you to reach as a 12-year-old?
Yes, sir. It was. You had to press the button on the pole.
Oh, there was a button on the pole and you can press it to stop the bus?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Someone was saying they did, the bells were far apart and you had to get up and walk and they didn't know where the bell was.
There's no bells at the back.
There are no bells at the back. Okay.
Only at the front. You have to walk down from the back to the front and press the bell.
Okay. And there's some place for you to hold on while you're walking?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Right. So you enjoyed the ride?
Yes, sir.
Were you playing on a video game too or...
I was enjoying the ride. I was just looking
outside.
Looking outside. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That's the whole family, ma'am? No, I said thank you. And that's the whole family, or you got another member?
I have another member.
That one's older or younger than you?
Younger.
All right. And that one is? Who's that younger person?
Hello. I'm Raquan Short.
Hello, Raquan. How are you?
And I'm 8 years old.
You're the youngest of the bunch. How was the ride for you, sir?
It was good.
That was your first ride on a bus or first ride on the electric bus? Was it your first ride on a bus or just the first ride on the electric bus?
My first ride on an electric bus.
Okay. And what did you remember about your ride?
I remember seeing a shop with a green car that was sick. They came to the wall.
Okay. You could see out the window when you were driving, or the seat was too low for you?
It was a high seat.
Oh, good. So you enjoyed the view too? You enjoyed the ride?
Yes, please.
All right. Is there anything you remember specially about the ride?
I remember that thing, a lot of beaches.
Okay. Good. You enjoying the rest of your holiday, I hope? Or are you getting tired of being home?
Pardon me?
Are you tired of being at home and want to go back to school? Or are you enjoying being at home?
I enjoy being at
warm.
I thought so. Anyway, continue to enjoy it. And thanks to you guys for taking the time to say thank you to...
And I have
another one too?
Yes, please.
Oh, we got a lot of them. Okay. And the next one is... Who else is coming? Hello.
My name is Guy Short.
And you are how old?
8 years old.
Ooh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoyed it?
Yes, sir.
All right, don't worry. It's all right. They're a little shy. They've got to be wonder shy. Come on. All of them can't be as good as the rest. They've done well. Thank you for the persistence. It's good to know that you had an enjoyable time and that what started out as a bad experience seemingly has ended in one that the family enjoyed, the younger members will certainly remember, and that they have a tale to tell when next they interact with their friends.
That's right. That's right. And Ryan, the speaker, he has already started to write his book.
Good.
He shared the first part with Nation yesterday, and he will write the other part just now, something today.
I thank you. I want to say to you that I thought his presentation was, he was great. He was focused. The responses were good, all of them, as a matter of fact. Except, a few of them that didn't pick me up quite clearly. But great work. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. The family obviously works together, plays together. And it's good to know that you're still giving the children a taste of Barbados, an experience that they will remember.
Yes,
and
sir.
Sharing the time with them.
Yes, sir. A part of Barbados will know me as the camp director for over 25 years. So when people see me with these children during the summer, they say, Mrs. Seeley, you still have your camp? I say, yes, these are mine.
They will always be yours even after they've grown and left, I am sure.
That's right. Thank you for listening.
Pleasure, ma'am. It was a pleasure.
One of the things that the children, one of them said to me that will always carry me on is when, carry me through my life, is when they say, Auntie, I really admire how you dealt with it. You didn't curse, you didn't do anything. You just went to the boss. And I said to them, when you go to school, remember there's always somebody higher than the person. So always go. Don't try to solve everything yourself. Go to the person.
Lessons learned.
Remember that.
Lessons learned. Yeah. Thank you very much and continued success. And keep up the good work. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Let's try it again. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, how are you today?
I am all right, and you?
Yes, what I want to say, I only called because I heard this conversation, between you and the boys, and I just called to say it was well done. I really love it.
Ma'am, I am very pleased when I hear young people engaging in conversation like the ones I had here, because it shows that we hear the negative so often. We hear about those who fall through the cracks. We read stories in the newspaper that when they report what's said, they report it in dialect, and they seem to just add to the fact that this person has run afoul of the law, they didn't finish school, they don't know how to express themselves. So when young persons, the ages, 8, 10, 12, can articulate, speak, say what's on their mind, say it at their level, yes, and... I didn't have to go down and speak to them in baby language. And they responded.
Definitely.
It warms my heart. It really does.
And you know what really hit me, really warmed my heart? When the response was, yes, sir, and yes, please. You asked the name, and they didn't say just Jaquan.
Jaquan, their
full name. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was really great.
Yeah, training.
Really
training.
Touched my heart, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much.
That's why I thank the camp. The camp coordinator
as
well.
But I have a little going here too, huh?
Because you see, and ma'am, I have to say, there are people who don't understand. I was making the comment to one of the previous callers when I asked about letting female police officers sometimes talk to the males because they just may make the connection. You never know who will make the connection. So you may have a principal of a school. You may have a teacher. You may have a mother, you may have an aunt, you may have a camp counselor, you may have a guidance counselor. You do not know which of them will make the connection.
Definitely.
So you can't say, well, you know, you're not going to learn anything from camp, or you're not going to learn anything from going here or there. A Sunday school teacher, an old lady by the side of the road selling newspaper, who would stop you and, you know, just make a difference in the life. It happens somewhere along the line. So yes, I am happy yes. that, you know, to have heard them.
Definitely.
It really
I have
made
a few
difference.
Here, you know, at my home here for, you know.
I can hear them in the background.
Yeah, definitely. And I am having fun with them, and they are learning a lot because it's a reading. It's called the Fun and Learn Camp, and they are learning so much.
Yeah.
You know, so I am happy with what I'm doing here too with them, and they are happy also.
Good. Good to hear them. Good to hear you. Thanks a lot. This is Dr. Brass Stacks. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon.
This is my first time calling. I like to listen to your program when I was working, but today I had to call. Those children was nice. And you listen to them, and you direct them good. One of these days, Mr. Johnson, you will get to know who you're speaking to.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ma'am. I enjoy talking to children, and these in particular, they were refreshing. I don't think anything could spoil this mood. No, please don't try to spoil it for me. Having said that, please don't try to spoil it for me. I am enjoying this. That conversation worked for me. Worked for a lot of people too, apparently. I'm getting some good comments on it. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.